The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is that literally the noise that the equipment makes?
That machine opens and scans the signature at the same time. And if there's an irregularity, then it kicks it over to a human to verify the signature. Okay. So it's kind of two machines in one now.
Okay. Well, it's a good background noise. This is going to be good.
Yeah. Right. No, it is. It's great.
Because, like, okay. No one's really going to listen to this today because everyone's paying attention to the live stuff. So I just kind of need to put something out there. Yeah. It's election day, November 5th, 2024. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. We'll go inside the place that is counting millions of your votes right after this.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on knxnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. So, it's election day. Here we are. Nobody does election coverage in Southern California like KNX News. We're really the only ones around who do live, local, nonstop election coverage all night, starting at 5 o'clock. So if you know you're driving around, you get home, you want to watch it, we're on YouTube at 7 o'clock. Mike Simpson, Charles Feldman. Everybody's going to be paying attention to the live developments because things will be changing from minute to minute, hour to hour, day to day as we go forward. But I figured what we would do today is talk about the process, what we're going to see over the next couple of days and what we can expect, particularly here in LA County. And what better place to do that than at the brand newly revamped vote processing center in the City of Industry. And there you hear the sound of that facility. This is like a perfect podcast thing. Craig, describe what we're hearing. That's Craig Figner.
Hey, Alex. So I'll describe what I am watching right now. So there's this machine. Actually, there are two of them. They work side by side. And within a second's time, it does a couple of things. It slices open the envelope that the voter is sent in with the ballot inside. Also takes an optical scan of the signature that's on the outside of the envelope, does a comparison of it to the known signature of the voter that's kept on file by the registrar. And if there's a match, then the envelope is separated from the ballot. The envelope with the signature goes into storage. The ballot goes into this glass enclosed room that's literally in the middle of this huge warehouse here in the City of Industry. It used to be a Fry's electronics store, and that's where the ballots are counted. Nobody's allowed in there unless you have special security access. And then once the ballots are counted, and these are ballots that have been, you know, voted by mail, they go into these boxes. They're sealed with a special blue tape and a number so they can't be tampered with, or if they are, it'll be known. But it's just fascinating. I mean, each time you hear that click, 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 I mean, that is dozens of ballots being opened and their signatures scanned. And it's remarkable, because I was here 2 years ago and this process was divided up into, I don't know, like three sections. There was just a machine that opened the envelope, then another machine that looked at the signature. And in some cases, most signatures were actually reviewed by humans.
Yeah.
Now it's only the signatures that the optical scan says, hey, something's not right. Those go to human eyes. So they've really streamlined this process and just put numbers on it. So far, they have counted or tabulated, opened and tabulated 1,679,936 ballots as we're recording this. That's a number that will rise in a big way over the next several hours.
You know, that sounds like good news, because one thing that has really frustrated us in the media and really confused the public in California and in LA County in particular is the fact that it has taken forever to get these vote totals counted. And I think from what you're describing, it sounds like they found a way to dramatically speed up that process.
Well, we'll know for sure, I guess, once the process, you know, is complete. They have until December 3rd to count all of the ballots that are received. And so then we'll know, maybe sooner. We'll certainly know based on trends and what we're looking at. But by the time this is certified, maybe, you know, we'll have a better indication sooner of who's ahead and by how much, you know, even if it's a close race. And that's something that the registrar has really pushed back on in the past, saying, hey, we have 30 days to certify an election. May not be as quickly as many people want, but we're going to do it at the pace and time within which we're allowed to do so and make sure it's accurate. So that's their response to this demand for a faster vote tally. But I can tell you from what I'm seeing here, this is a totally different and very streamlined process than what I saw 2 years ago.
And what we can't forget is that in most states, ballots must arrive at the locations, at the processing centers, by election day. California is one of really only a few states that allows the ballots to come in for an additional week, so long as they're postmarked by Election Day.
Yeah, postmarked by Election Day, and let's see, looking at the numbers here, we've got just over 32,000 ballots that are military and overseas, so they'll arrive very likely after today, but as long as they're postmarked today, they'll be counted. And, you know, if there's a really, really tight race, those are the ballots that can make the difference. But we're being told that about 8:45 tonight will be the first drop of numbers, and that will be from mail-in ballots that have been received and tabulated. And then about 10 o'clock tonight, or at least in that hour, a second drop of numbers that will include ballots from people who have voted today and also ballots that have been received by mail.
One thing also you have to know about L.A. County is that it's a huge geographical area, and to get all of the ballots from the various vote centers around the county is a huge ordeal that involves helicopters and all kinds of other modes of transportation.
Yeah, well, to that point, 5.7 million ballots were sent out across Los Angeles County. And get this, here at this store that, again, remember, used to be a Fry's electronics store, in the parking lot, this is at Crossroads Parkway in the 60, in the parking lot, they've built a temporary helipad. And so later today, from the far reaches of Los Angeles County, there will be a helicopter arriving, a sheriff's helicopter, that will be dropping off ballots to be counted. These are ballots where it would just not be practical to drive them in, so they'll do it by chopper.
Worth remembering that LA County has a higher population than 40 U.S. states, and this is one facility responsible for counting the ballots for all of those people. Pretty amazing, right?
It is amazing, and I think it speaks to why so much was invested in this particular ballot processing center. In fact, that's what they're calling it. It's a big sign just alongside the building here that you can even see from the freeway. A couple of years ago, when they decided to test use this large warehouse after Fry's went out of business, it was kind of haphazard looking. It still looked like an electronics store. You had all the Fry's stuff. Fry's has these very ornamental stores with creatures and things around, and registers and shelves where merchandise would have been. A lot of that hadn't been removed, and so they were just kind of putting things in places where, they needed to and where they could. Well, they've gutted the place and then redesigned it. It almost feels like it has the sterile feel of a laboratory. There are gates keeping people who should be in one place, not going to a place where it's a secure zone, like me. I can go only certain places, and certainly where ballots are being counted inside this glass enclosed room in the middle, only certain people can go there. In fact, they opened the door and I was standing just a few feet away. This was like 15 minutes ago. And they said, "Sir, could you step back, please?" Yeah. I don't know. I guess they wanted to keep the possibility from arriving that someone might dash in and do something.
Yeah.
But they're taking all of this and the security very seriously.
I was going to say, it's kind of unfortunate in today's environment that the thought that came to my mind was, is there really wisdom in having a big sign on the freeway that says ballot processing center?
Well, that was something that had been discussed 2 years ago as to how open they would be about where this was. But you have to balance that with the fact that the public, anybody, has the right to come and watch the process. So they can't really hide where this is happening because people are frankly invited to show up here and to watch the process from this zone that they've designated for people to do so. And so to do that, you can't hide the address. Now, they do have a lot of security outside. There's a little bit of fun here. Last year, or 2 years ago, rather, when this still looked like a Fry's electronics store, when they hadn't done any reno to it, there were people showing up who were angry because they couldn't come in and go shopping. You had people with electronics in their hands coming here to make a return, not knowing that this was no longer a Fry's electronics, unaware that this was now a ballot processing center. It doesn't look anything like an electronics store now. It has been totally redone.
Wow, that's very funny. All right, Craig Figner from a very consequential location today, the LA County, a newly revamped ballot processing center. Craig, thank you for that great insight and color from a very important place.
Well, it'll be an important and fascinating place tonight, that's for sure.
All right, and stay connected again to KNX News on all platforms for the only live local nonstop election night coverage in Southern California. 97.1 FM. Ask your smart speaker if you're home cooking dinner. Play KNX News. Get the Odyssey app. Search for KNX News. Go to KNXnews.com. You'll get our YouTube feed there starting at 7 o'clock, going as late as we need to tonight. And in the days to come, we will keep you covered. We're sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 14 dealerships at LACarGuy.com. We're back tomorrow. I'm Alex Silverman. See ya.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.